The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome playwright Amanda Brunker to studio, placing her favourite read on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf this week. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. Can I just chime in on the whole Leaving Cert situation?
Go for it.
Having had one of my sons just do the Leaving Cert and go to college, I am all for the project stuff.
Really?
It is just, it makes such a big difference and make their life, like doing two papers of English and two papers of maths, it's just a total head melt. And I wouldn't get them to do it in fifth year.
The proposal is that you get rid of one, if people are just tuning in, you get rid of one of the papers, you just have one exam at the end of sixth year, but in fifth year you do project work.
But you see, the problem is kids haven't got their head around the Leaving Cert in fifth year. They're just not in that gear yet. Fifth year, they're kind of like going, okay, the majority have just finished fourth year. We're still a bit kind of, you know, not really in the zone of schoolwork and everything. Now, if you've got a girl, you've probably got a highly motivated young woman and they will be all game for the. But, you know, most boys and I'm a boy mom and of boys who do sport. And it was very much towards the end before all of the lads really got their head around, OK, we need to knuckle down here. But I think,
aren't they so funny, boys and girls? Like mine two are only 10 and 8, and so we're a long way from this. And already
they're still
the way
at a nice
it,
age.
Yeah, but I can see that already. What you describe, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I see that. Yeah,
it's terrible.
He'll
cliches.
Definitely be last minute.
Yeah, cliches are there for a reason, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's definitely a great move, and it's a move with the times because kids need to learn to work on their own, and if they have the project. And my son, who's quite smart, but a bit lazy, but any of the subjects that he had to do a project with, he did really well.
Okay. Well, there's a vote of confidence in favour of that proposed reform. We discussed it earlier in the show, if people are wondering why we're talking about it. And 087 1400 106, the number. Lots of people have views on it, and I'll get to them in a few minutes. But we've got to get on with the business of placing your favourite read. Was it hard, before we say what it is, was it hard to pick a single book to put on the bookshelf?
Listen, I'm a reader. I love books. I've written books. I've contributed to other books. So yeah, I'm a book person. Do I get to read as much as I would love to? Of course not. I'm busy. Life is busy. But it's hard to kind of pick one book that I'd say that's the perfect book. I couldn't do that. But I decided to pick a book that I knew nobody else would have picked.
Okay.
And it has to be Jilly Cooper's Riders.
Right.
Okay, so
Very zeitgeisty now because people will be watching Rivals on Disney Plus.
Yes.
But this is another book, Riddles.
And I have
Riders.
To say,
Riddles?
Rivals. And it's just the easiest binge watch. It's brilliant. There's naked bodies frolicking around playing tennis within the first kind of couple of minutes.
They're not playing tennis naked, are they?
They are. It's fantastic. It's just easy.
But you want to be careful there.
Well, I wouldn't be able for it myself now, I must admit. Definitely not in this. Well, mind you, it's quite mild out at the moment. But the reason why I picked Jilly Cooper's Riders, it was such an iconic book back in the 80s. And I was very lucky to meet her not so long ago. My mother would have read it, and every other kind of suppressed Irish housewife would have been reading it and possibly hiding it, because I had that iconic cover of the most beautiful female posterior in a pair of white jobbers.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I can picture this now.
And it was very much of its time, because back in the 80s, you know, I'm a bit misty-eyed for the 80s because, you know, it was obviously I was still quite young. I want to put it out there. I'm only 50. But it was kind of simpler times, and kind of, you know, things were a bit more naughty and it was okay. Like TV shows like Heart to Heart, Hotel, Melrose Place, Falcon Crest, Dallas, Dynasty. It was real escapism. And I suppose Riders was exactly that, only in a book form.
So what's it about, or does the story really matter?
Well, here's the kicker. It's the one book I never actually read.
What?
I never actually read it. So I tried to read it. I tried to read it
this is
recently.
A first. Someone putting up a book they haven't read.
It was mostly equine porn to start with, because it was all gushing about how beautiful the horses were and all of this stuff. So I didn't actually get to kind of the smutty
stuff.
The equine
porn didn't float your boat.
Well, it was it was definitely different. But so years later, I got to interview Jilly Cooper. She was over in Dublin.
Okay.
And she was just the loveliest woman. We bonded over rescue greyhounds and all the rest. And I was really cheeky. I turned up to her book launch of Jump. And I had a book out at the time called Champagne Babes. And I was just like, "On, would you mind if I give you my book?" And then she rang me then about a week later and gushing about my book. And she also sent me this lovely card. And it was addressed to the lovely Amanda Brunker, Sunday World.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Well, look at it. You have it here, the lovely Amanda Brunker.
The lovely Amanda. And there's a picture of us there. Sorry, that's no good to everybody who's listening.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And she was just the loveliest woman. And she wrote loads of nice things. And I got other letters from her as well. And she was just the really supportive and just so lovely. So I had to give her a shout out and just kind of go, you know, the lovely Jilly Cooper.
Do you think you've read other books of hers, but maybe not writers? You have to read it now that you put it up on the bookshelf. I mean,
absolutely.
Are they, if somebody hadn't read them or didn't grow up in the 80s, would there be a value in reading them?
Of course there is, but it would definitely be of its time.
Yeah.
A bit like the TV show now at the moment. There is kind of quite an inappropriate storyline through rivals of a younger, the young daughter who's in love with kind of the stud.
Mm.
But like, I mean, your man's about 50 and she's supposed to be kind of like, you know, 19 or something like that.
Oh, wow, okay.
And the terrible thing is...
problematic is how that would be described today.
It's a little bit problematic. And throughout the whole, kind of throughout the series, it's kind of, it's almost kind of willing people to kind of want them to get together. And it's like, no, this is not something that should happen.
After watching and discussing Rivals with my friends, says one listener, there are more of my male friends who've read it than women, and it was probably the only easy access to sex for them, says that listener who's in their 50s.
There was definitely a different time. You know, you wouldn't have access to naughty magazines or online videos that could help people, you know, pleasure themselves in the evening time. But the reason why I chose that is because obviously anybody who does know me and knows my Champagne series of novels, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of kind of innocent smut.
Yes, innocent smut.
But it's like, you know, it's not hurting anybody and it's just a bit of fun. And I think there needs to be more fun. I think life is hard.
They're kind of fun without earnestness. Yes. They're not dripping in earnestness.
Yeah, there's no point in trying to be, you know, like, you know, try and make things out to be something that they're not. But it's light relief.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to say that flippantly.
Well, anyway, it's up there. Listen, it's a good pick because like we said at the start, it is kind of zeitgeisty. Lots of people watching Rivals on Disney. Is it on Disney? It's on Disney, I think. So Riders, though. Jilly Cooper's Riders. Pride of Place up on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. We always give honourable mention of something else.
Okay, this is real left field.
All right, these are controversial choices. So a book you haven't read is the first one. And what's your left field mention?
Well, I've definitely read this cover to cover. It's one of the Far Side Gallery books. And you're looking like
it's
you've never seen a comic book. You've never seen this before.
No.
Oh my God, I feel so old. It basically, Gary Larson was, again, huge in the 80s. And you have to remember, when I was a kid, there was definitely no mobile phones. We had three TV channels. Life was definitely simpler. And I used to devour these Far Side Gallery books. And for anybody who doesn't know them, this guy basically syndicated kind of one image cartoons over practically nearly every English speaking newspaper across the world for donkey's years.
Mm.
He's sold like nearly 50 million books and they're cartoon books. And you probably would have remembered because you're a bit younger than me.
Oh, yeah.
The Garfield books and stuff like that. But it's
Calvin and Hobbes. I used to love those ones.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
I do. Yeah. But these are just kind of obscure animals. It's a real dark sense of humour. It's kind of really kind of quirky stuff. I think there's he loves animals. And for example, I was just writing down what one of the to explain the type of cartoons. Very simple. So there's a man in the middle of an ocean clinging onto an old piece of wood. And in the distance, there's like a tiny little island.
Okay.
And all it is one palm tree and a dog and then a sign that said, "Beware of dogs." And it's just really simple. It's really simple, but we needed it. Actually, is just quite, they're quite addictive, and if you look at them over and over again,
yeah,
it's just very calming.
So would you pick that? You'd still pick that up and flick through it today?
This was just on my shelf, and I was looking through it, and I was just kind of, it's just easy. Now some of them are a bit obscure, and I still don't get them.
Yeah,
I'm kind of like, oh, am I being a bit thick? But a lot of them are really good. But they've got like loads of cows, and he's a big dog lover as well. So it's just easy.
Yeah.
It's easy.
What are you reading at the moment?
So again, I'm being a little bit controversial at the moment, because life is so busy and I'm in full menopause as a 50-year-old woman. And any women who are listening will understand it means I'm not sleeping and I'm not getting a wink of sleep. So I'm too tired to read. The eyes are just gone completely at the moment. So audiobooks are my big kind of relief.
So you're lying in bed at night listening to books?
Hours and hours and hours. It is horrific. But I've gone through, I was just counting.
Any too hot, too cold? What is it?
Just awake. Just awake. And it's just like, come on, guys. And it's, it's something needs to be done.
You're tired then during the day?
I'm just always tired. I'm omni-tired. And I'm speaking to so other many women at the same age. And we're like, we're only 50. Like, come on. Like, I still feel like a young one.
Yeah.
Clearly I'm not, but we're all just awake. So I've discovered, and I wish it was an Irish author that I was talking about, but unfortunately I'm not. But I like kind of thrillers and kind of psychological thrillers. But I'm after I'm currently on a book called A Safe With Me, but I've also listened, it's by K.L. Slater, but they're read by a great narrator, and her name is Lucy Price Lewis.
Okay.
And I can just listen to her voice, and she can be talking about somebody being murdered, but for some reason, it's quite soothing.
All right, okay, yes.
and she does send me back asleep, but I will inevitably wake up again. But I'm just by the same author and narrator, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I've listened to 10 of her books.
Wow.
And I just go on to the next one.
And she writes real kind of standalone thrillers, doesn't it? Each
yes.
one is separate. There's not a series.
All,
yeah.
No. And the same with C.L. Taylor as well. I like her stuff. So I listen to Strangers, The Island, The Missing, The Guilty Couple, Her Last Holiday. You know, when you find somebody, for all those menopausal women who are awake, when you find somebody who can kind of lull you to sleep, stick with it.
Do you not have weird dreams then when you fall asleep listening to Lucy describing some awful murder?
I only have weird dreams if I take magnesium late at night. And everybody tells you should take magnesium late at night. It's like, no, gives you the maddest dreams. Don't do it. But I, you know what? Two books I'd love to mention, and I don't think any of the other people who you've had on for this slot have mentioned them. If you're looking for a good comedy book to either read or audiobook, Yes Please by Amy Poehler and Bossy Pants by Tina Fey. Like, I could just listen to them over and over again. Classics.
Do you only listen to audiobooks in bed, have you? Do you listen to them walking the dogs? Do you
no,
listen to them in the car?
No, because I like to be at one with the nature when I'm walking the dogs. And I like to kind of tune out and just kind of calm the brain. But audiobooks at night now, devouring them.
All right, K.L. Slater, you're on, what is it, 10 of them, I think you counted. there that you're reading at the moment. Honourable mention to the Farside Gallery cartoons as well. And Gilly Cooper's Riders.
I am going to read it. I promise you,
I will read it. You better read it now that it's up on the bookshelf. Amanda, listen, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million for coming in to us.
Cheers. Thanks, William.
Amanda Brunker, playwright and author. John the Napper says, Kieran, how do you not know the Farside cartoons? My favourite is a dog with his head out the car window being smug, telling his dog friends that he's going to get tutored. Oh, tutored. Sorry, I get it. I get it, John. God, that's a good one.
It's just easy fun.
That's easy fun. It's easy fun. John the Napper, thank you for the text, Amanda. Thank you again.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.